I found a small, quiet room a bit farther away from everyone in the program so I could record these short interviews. Somewhere in the distance, people are discussing cultural theory in a text study called Critical Yiddishland. But in this little secluded room, we can only hear ourselves. This program centered on Yiddish, but the diversity of those who took part was extraordinary, spanning all kinds of backgrounds. 10 days in, and I still didn't know everyone's religions, levels of faith or secularism, or many other personal details, like their specific diets, childhood memories, regrets, passions, or dreams for the future. For me, it's the first time I've been in a space that embraces both individuality and diversity so profoundly, yet within a close community. I've learned not only to let go of my assumptions about the person in front of me, but also to respect what they choose to share or not share about themselves. In a culture that glorifies oversharing, these interviews remind me how essential it is to give people the freedom to hold back and let some things remain unsaid. Elena sits in front of the microphone. We've spoken only briefly before and shared group experiences, but this interview is our first chance to sit down, connect deeply, and discover each other. And from this interview forward, when we talk, it feels like we've known each other for years. Interview number 4.
I think whenever I notice someone remembering things that I once said to them, I think that really is impressive to me, because usually I don't expect people to remember things I'm telling. And then, you know, in these moments, I experience that they care about what I share.
I Think I Saw You is a podcast dedicated to exploring our human disappearance. Every episode features an interview with a different person. In this season, I recorded the participants and faculty members of the program Generation J, each of whom reflected on their own thoughts and experiences of disappearance. Saw you, Elena, right when you disappeared.
There was a moment I fully disappeared, yeah. Well, it's connected to trauma. It's very deep. It can be triggering for some people. So No, I'll just leave it. For me, it's like kind of fading away in a bubble with just white noise surrounding me, losing track of time, losing track of who I am, basically, losing track of the core memory I have of my existence, of my personality, of my beliefs. So, yeah, it really is connected to kind of emerging into a wall or into like a transparent substance without any borders. I would never invite someone to join me in this place. But I've learned how to do it, yeah. I've learned how to get out of this place, how to change my behavior inside this place, and how to overcome this place in a way. And I think I could lead people out of this place in a way, or at least give them a hand and a hint. Kind is about, like, for me, the step out of the state was, I think it was the moment where I was able to somehow feel this soak from outside, which, yeah, it worked like magnetism in a way, you know. And on some point, I was just able to recognize this soak. Is soak the right word? I don't know. The, like, if someone really pulls you into its direction, something, actually. It really is like a, this, you know. Yeah, so I don't know if that made sense now, but so the soak, I just use the word soak now. I don't know if that's right. The soak was the thing that made me move and made me listen to the impulses that I've had all the time, but just wasn't capable of. I think that very often we don't realize the impact we have on people's life. And I think it's absolutely beautiful. It's fascinating. And I think it's the greatest gift we can share, or the greatest love gift we can give to each other, with our whole integrity and vulnerability. And yeah, make us just, you know, feel safe and be seen. And I think that it is so nice for everyone involved in such a situation when you feel that the person opposite you really evolves. I think it's an honor, and it's a big value for everyone, but it also is a lot of responsibility. I'm Elena. I just moved to Malente, to the Baltic Sea coast, small village. And yeah, that's me.
I Think I Saw You is created, produced, recorded, designed, and edited by me, Eyal Davidovich. Original music was also composed and performed by me. Mixing and additional sound design by the wonderful Jan Pret. The podcast is supported by Paideia, the European Institute for Jewish Studies in Sweden. For more information, follow Art and Time Machines on Instagram and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.